somebody who identifies as gender fluid would be someone who doesn't conform to the stereotypes or the, you know, the roles that society traditionally set out in gender, which is to do with things like clothing, how we maybe wear our hair, things like that, how you appear. And I think Danny B as a character is essentially gender neutral. And it was kind of spoken about last year, because obviously I worked with the producers last year. And this year it's actually been written into the show, which is really special, really, because it's given it a platform which it wouldn't usually have in the role of a pantomime. So, you know, even if out of the thousands of people that see the show, only a handful go home and decide to Google what is gender neutral, I think it's a really fab thing that's happening.
It's very it's very forward thinking, isn't it, for a panto, especially panto's so traditional, and this is so modern thinking, isn't it?
Yeah, I think this is one of the main reasons why I originally wanted to work with the panto producers at Sevenoaks, because when they originally came to me as well, like, they didn't say, we want you to be a dame, which had been offered to me before. You know, they wanted me to be a magical character, and like the same with this year, with the gender neutral role. I think it's important that, you know, it's a hot topic, it's on everyone's lips, and I think it's important that we can bring panto into the 21st century, really.
I mean, how do you feel about them doing this? Do you feel that they've, like, really, I don't know, kind of stepped up, or they, you know, they really stuck their necks out, haven't they, for this?
Do you know what? I just think they are very aware of what's happening in the world, and they're just very, and as we've already said, forward thinking. And I think someone's got to do it. So I think they're saying this is what people are talking about. This is the way the world is going. This is what we need to be opening the conversations with. I mean, it's not the be all and end all of the character, you know, it's a line or two throughout the show that lends itself to that character. But I think it's a lot of pantomime can be, you can go and watch a pantomime and come away and wonder what the story is, or wonder what happened, and still have an amazing time, because you've seen lots of amazing costumes and great songs and stuff. But I think what the producers here do is they put on a show that really has a story. And even though these characters are panto characters, and people often laugh at panto, they give you quite complex characters. So I think that's why they see people returning and returning and returning, because this panto is in its 10th year now here in the same theatre. So I think this is what's keeping people returning, is the multi-layered structure of the way they put together the pantomime.